find out that it takes about 3 or 4 men year round working with the fish to make a success out of it. So after I couldn't get any information on it, it was 6 of us decided to go into the fish business here and build us a processing plant. And this was some of the higher, better, some of the better businessmen of the of Yazoo County, which we decided to do this. And it was the Andersons and John Pister and J.W. Stoner and myself. There was one more. But anyhow, we got into raising fish, and then we didn't have a market for them, so we decided to build us a processing plant. So this guy that invented a machine that would skin catfish, it would take the skin off of catfishes, which is, it's hard to do, is skin a catfish. So he was dealing with Purina at the time, and Purina didn't have any production. They had a lot of money and they were gonna try to buy the production, but it wasn't, production wasn't here. So this guy found out that we had some production, so he contacted us and wanted to see about us buying this machine some kind of way. So he was still dealing with Purina on it at this time. And then 2 or 3 of us got together and went to Kansas. We went to Topeka, Kansas, and watched this machine work. And it did do the job. So we agreed to buy these machines from him for $20,000 a piece and buy the rights of exclusive rights in the United States. We would have exclusive rights. He couldn't sell his machine to anybody else. Mm-hmm. And in return to this, we would give him a partnership in the fish business, in the processing plant. So he agreed to it. He wanted royalty. He wanted 1 cent a fish. It was fish's skin. And it was skin about 6 a minute. And we were going to buy 2 machines to start with. So we did. We bought the 2 machines, put in a processing plant. And then after we got the fish processed, we run up against another snag. We didn't have the market to sell them. So then we built some restaurants. We built a restaurant in Memphis and Tupelo to sell the fish through the restaurants. And then we had the fish, we kept them from the egg, which we hatch our own fry into the growing ponds and then back to the processing plant on into the restaurant. But it wasn't too successful. We didn't have the know-how to run restaurants. We didn't have anybody capable of doing it. So in the meantime, we was trying to put up a bigger processing plant. So we put in a loan from the government. We wanted an EDA loan of $1 million to build another processing plant and to buy fish with. And they was fixing to let us have this money. We was gonna get, so much of it was gonna be a grant, so much of it a loan. And this guy that we had dealt with on the machines, Purina was still trying to get some of the machines. So we sent this guy, which was Howard was his name, we sent him over to Purina to deal with Purina for us.